Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning, Houston. Hour number two here happening. Big thanks to Sherry here for coming in and dishing out great information. I mentioned before that conversation with Bob Patterson about our Facebook contest, and we've been doing a Name That Plant game where we put a picture of a plant, might be an obscure one, might be commonly known, and then you guys tell us what it is, or you make your best guess. Also, the last time in, a lot of people shared pictures of their own plants. It was so cool. So it was a blue plumblego. You guys are right, and we did a little drawing to see who got some microlife. We did that drawing, and so I'm happy to announce the winner, and that is Rose Sips. Rose, congratulations. We'll be in touch about your jug of microlife and where you can pick that up. But we're going to do it again. We're going to launch another picture at 9 a.m. right after the show. We also love dishing out great info on there, doing tips from our pros on there, pretty cool stuff. So do visit the Facebook page. Also, you know, if you've ever kind of done a Ask a Pro button from our website, if it limits you to one picture, but on Facebook, you can send me a message on there, and it's more than one picture. So you can do several pictures for questions you've got, and just Home Show Garden Pros. So we have the joy of talking with Diane Bolanowski this morning from Warren Southern Gardens. Hey, Diane.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Danny. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you as well. How's everything going up at Warren's?
Everything's great. We're really busy. We've had wonderful weather, so I'm pretty excited. The weather this morning is fantastic again.
I've really been surprised how amazing the weather's been. I know that's like, I should just, you know, celebrate. I do just celebrate it, but it's like so chilly some mornings. It's like been so wonderful. Yeah. Hot coffee.
I've gotten some great gardening done this week, and everyone's been real excited. I mean, it's, you know, we still have the heat and humidity later in the day, but we've been really lucky, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thanks for being with us today. Our goal is to answer as much gardening questions as people have out there. But, you know, we're going to explore some ideas also, especially focused on beginner gardening. So I want to hear your, like, top tips for beginners, but we're going to do that in a little bit. We're actually going to answer a gardening question right off the bat. So we want to do that. Whenever we get questions in, we don't love just setting people on hold unless we have callers in front of them. So but that's what we love doing. So I just kind of tease the beginner session with my favorite tip, and that is, you know, you want to pick your produce, right? If you're growing veggies, you got to harvest. The best way to maintain it and have the excellence continue is to pick produce. This is very true for tomatoes. You might get lots of stuff that falls on the ground with tomatoes, okra. You'll have better tasting okra if you pick them. Just one of those things. It's like, get out there, pick your harvest. If you're planting stuff, use it. So that was a little teaser for our Tips for Beginners session that'll come up here in a little bit. And Maureen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. My question has to do with the organic show that you have on Thursdays, I guess, with Zoom. I thought that I could join, and not this week, but the week before, I wasn't able to. I don't know if I did something wrong. Did I miss something, or what do I need to do?
I think this last one that happened on Thursday, mm-hmm. it should just
not be... Not 2 days ago. I don't mean this Thursday.
Well, so those are hosted by an organization called OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance. And I do believe that the Vicky Velarde one was postponed. You didn't miss anything because nothing happened. So
okay. Well, but I thought, you know, that I didn't know what I was doing.
No, I think you knew what you were doing. Maybe some other, you know. But you have any gardening questions? I know that you're an avid gardener.
I certainly do. I was interested in growing the okra, and I know that I don't know when to put them in seeds in the ground, or should I be going to a store to buy them started?
Hey, Maureen. So okra is great. Okra is really easy to grow, and it's one of those plants that I find that it's best to do by seed. and they don't love to be transplanted, kind of like cucumbers and squash. So I would put them in the ground right now. Now is the perfect time. Mm-hmm. And okra grows really quick. And the best tip, it's actually really pretty, too. The flowers are pretty. But the best tip with okra is just what Danny had just said, is just keep harvesting it. Don't get let them get too big and, you know, harvest as you go. But they're really easy, so I would start them now.
And I have an herb garden, which is, well, herbs, of course. But I'm just saying, do they get along with tomatoes, peppers, or do they like to be alone because they grow? I've never grown them. I just eat them. So.
Well, they get pretty tall, so I would, you know, I would give them some space. Tomatoes kind of ramble, even, you know, if you've got them staked and in cages. So I kind of, to me, okra is kind of a standalone. Plus, I do think it's pretty. The flowers are really attractive, so you might, you know, let it be a specimen in your veggie garden. They get pretty tall.
No, I have a perfect spot.
Wonderful, yeah.
Okay, and food-wise, usually I try to use something organic as I'm planting, so should I be, I think you told me one time, something seaweed? Is there a...
Yeah. Go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, I find liquid seaweed is great. It's like, to me, it's like magic for plants. It makes them very happy. So I use liquid seaweed every couple of weeks on all my veggies, and I kind of, excuse me, I have a bug in my throat. I rotate with fish emulsion or Ocean's Harvest from MicroLife, and it's really good stuff. But when I plant the okra, I would probably use something like either regular MicroLife 624 or the Ultimate. Ultimate is really good for veggies.
Okay. I have that. I have the MicroLife. And the other thing is just a quick question. I have bought a variety of tomatoes. They're already in the ground. Some are producing. But I noticed that there's one or two that look really deep green, and then there's some that are just languishing. So maybe I need to do that fish emulsion now or...
Yes, I would definitely use the fish emulsion now. Also, you can use Epsom salts on tomatoes and roses. It makes them really happy, helps them green up. But the fish emulsion definitely should help. And I've also found that liquid seaweed, when used on tomatoes, helps keep spider mites at bay. Another good thing about seaweed.
All right. Well, I have a million more questions, but not for today.
Okay,
helpful.
Well, enjoy
Appreciate
your gardening week.
All righty, bye-bye.
Thanks, Maureen.
Take care.
So one thing about okra that I think is really cool is that it loves our clay. It's like one of the vegetables that actually likes the clay. And, you know,
yeah.
It's a kind of a cool thing if you're running out of space and summertime's coming, you can actually potentially plant the okra in the regular ground.
Yeah, it's really tough. And it's in the mallow family. So, again, you know, the flowers are pretty. But I've always found people are like, look how big this okra is. But then when it's that big, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good.
So it's not as good to eat. So make sure you pick them when they're, you know, young.
2-3 inches, something like that?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Nice. And then okra plants get huge. So if you have a raised garden that's, you know, 20 inches tall, keep in mind that the 6-foot okra is going to be hard to harvest. Because it'll be 8 feet, and you're not 8 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Diane. Great. No, not you. Nobody. I don't think you have any listeners that are 8 feet tall. Maybe if you're 8 feet tall, give us a call, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. In fact, no matter what height you are, if you have a gardening question, we want to hear from you. So we want to hear what's on your mind. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now
281-496-5711. Definitely want to hear what's on your mind, what you're growing, what's happening, if you're having any problems. Now is the time where we start seeing a lot of pest insects and kind of problems that arise in the veggie bed. So luckily, we've got Diane Bolanowski here. We have mentioned kind of just in passing, you know, like we always do, you know, we mentioned Monterey Lawn and Garden when it's kind of because their stuff works. It's true for MicroLife. We have mentioned the Super Seaweed. We've mentioned the Humates Plus. We've mentioned horticultural molasses. They have so many great products that are just so easy to use and solve a problem really effectively and are safe for your children and pets. A pretty awesome combo. A couple that I want to lift up. It is getting to lawn season and fungal season, and they make a product called MicroLife Brown Patch, all organic fertilizer. What makes it really great for brown patch is it has a nutrient, a mineral pack in it, and so it'll add minerals that will help kind of protect your plant from fungal infection. It also has a special kind of bacteria in it that will actually eat brown patch fungus. So as the brown patch fungus begins to grow now, this special kind of bacteria will eat it and destroy it, and then you won't have brown patch. And so pretty cool. Now is a great time to get that and use that. Don't wait till brown patch is destroying your lawn. Go ahead and do something really good for your soil and use that. Disease control happens when plants are unhealthy. MicroGrow Granular does a great job of just stopping disease, be it nematodes, be it a small insect pest, be it a fungal pest. MicroGrow Granular will make the plant healthier, make the natural immune system overcome the plant. Pretty amazing. And, you know, we mentioned Super Seaweed. We mentioned humic acid. We mentioned molasses. They have a lot of amazing liquid organics. One of the ones I used recently is called Maximum Blooms. I was able to extend the life of my alyssum in my front yard by using Maximum Blooms, just kind of keep on flowering. I love the smell of alyssum so bad. But people will tell you you can't grow alyssum in May. Well, I'm here to tell you with Maximum Blooms, I'm able to. So, and if you want to grow the tastiest, healthiest vegetables you can, MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers 846 works really, really well. It will not burn your plant. It's safe for your family, and it's great for your soil. So check out their website, microlifefertilizer.com, or it's sold at all of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. That's MicroLife. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. What's your question? This is Home Show Garden Pros. I got Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens here with me now, and we're going to just keep answering gardening questions. So, Ray, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. I have an old sandbox in the backyard, and I'm wondering if I can start a garden there. I mean, do I have to remove all the sand? Can I just put something on top of it, or some advice on that?
Hey, Ray. So you're lucky to have a sandbox because you certainly can turn it into a garden. I would definitely remove the sand. The sand is not going to be a great component in your soil makeup. It tends to, if you've got, you know, regular Texas clay soil underneath, it's not going to create a good condition. So what you want to do is go ahead and remove the sand, and then you want to build up the bed. I would use leaf mold compost. I would use some expanded shale. You can also, you know, if you need to build the bed up some more, I like to use rose soil for a number of things. Rose soil is great for veggies too. So I'm a soil mixer. So any kind of really excellent garden soil, rose soil in combination with compost and expanded shale is a really good place to start. You could also put down humates once you remove the sand and start with that. But a sandbox, yeah, you definitely can convert it into a great garden.
In terms of the sand, if I take it and just kind of spread it thinly around the grass, would that hurt it, or should I put it around the perimeter of the fence?
I think it would be fine either way. I don't think, you know, as long as you're not putting huge piles of it, I think spreading it out, in the grass would be fine. What do you think, Danny?
Uneven spots are great for sand if you've got any uneven spaces. How much sand is left in the sandbox?
Oh, there's a lot.
Yeah.
This is going to be more than an all-day project.
Sure. And, you know, maybe 5% can be integrated, but you can't do 50-50 with sand. But I would, maybe consider keeping 5% in there and doing a lot more compost as a mix. But you can use the sand in a low-level area. You can always, like, offer it to your neighbors. Some people will snap sand up real quick. I need some for a paving project I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, just offer your neighbors. They'll be thankful, and maybe they'll move it for you, huh?
That's a good idea. I'm all for that.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Great question from Ray. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We're going to talk to Neil. Neil, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning. I've got a question about a tree that I need to get planted. We have an atrium. It's open air, three sides around our house. The side facing the west is a brick wall, and it's open to the top. And we have planted trees in there, and we've had some success, but some not. So and I'm wondering what a good suggestion would be for one that would be evergreen, but wouldn't, you know, get overgrown, because I don't want to go more than, say, a story and a half high.
Okay, great question. I think there's a lot of wonderful options. So I do want to address, Diane, if you don't mind addressing first, maybe why they've had some lack of success. I'm thinking soil compaction might be an issue.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if you've got soil compaction, trees definitely don't like that. So, you know, using humates, you can use liquid humates or the granular from MicroLife. That's always a good start. Making sure the tree is planted properly, that it's not too deep. It's really, we know that it's all about the soil and also the light. How much sun are you receiving, Neil? Is it a good 6 full hours of sun, do you think?
Right. When at noon, or when the sun's up in the sky, say around noon, it gets full sun from that point on, and it gets a lot coming from the west. That brick wall protects it somewhat, but it gets plenty of sun. And the trees we had in there previously were a loquats. The first one lasted a long time, but the last two have not. They've only lasted about three years, and then they just die.
When we have rain events, how does it drain in there?
It's pretty heavy, but it does drain. It drains out. I mean, the water will not be standing. It'll be, if it's really heavy, it will stand, you know, during the rain and maybe for half an hour or so afterwards, but it'll drain out after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Neil, I'm going to just strongly encourage you in that space specifically to use excellent compost, Nature's Way Resources specifically, as your mulch just from now on. If it's a smallish area, you always want to kind of keep that soil as kind of as tilthy as you can. You know what I mean? As fluffy as you can. And so just using that from now on, I think we'll save any trees. I'm going to recommend holly trees like Eagleston or East Palenka holly as a great option. Also, pineapple guava would be a really beautiful kind of evergreen tree for that space. The height is about right. Do you have any recommendations on great trees that he can use?
Well, you took mine. I was going to say pineapple guava. It's really underused here. I think it's a great tree. I think pineapple it would do really well. Maybe even a senna, acacia tree that, you know, they have little yellow flowers. Those are really tough, and I know I've abused mine. They're a small little, sweet tree. I think those would probably be the best choices. I like the holly choice.
Yeah, and Neil, to answer your question, for sure, the pineapple guava does fruit. It makes a nice little kind of tart and sweet fruit, and the flowers themselves are deliciously sweet. Birds do like that tree, so you get some wildlife if you want to.
And very pretty.
Very pretty. Very pretty flowers, very pretty leaves.
Is it evergreen?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're kind of silvery leaves, it's just really pretty. It's a nice contrast with the flowers.
That sounds like a good choice. We do get a lot of birds in there and butterflies and so forth. The area is about, I don't know, 10 by 10 or something like that. It's not super small.
Yeah, this will be a great tree for that space. Yeah.
Okay, that's good enough for a tree, though, right? Okay, well, you give me some good suggestions. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
Thank you all very much.
Take care.
Just want to encourage you a little bit more to mulch instead of with mulch or dyed mulch, to use compost. That'll really kind of help that tough area. 281.
Yeah, I like. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I like to use cotton burr compost as my mulch.
Yeah.
Because it has a lot of humic acid and helps break down clay. And I think it makes a good mulch too.
That's wonderful. 281-496-5711. We're answering gardening questions. That's what we do. Help you be a better gardener. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey guys, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. One of the most beloved fragrances in the garden is the smell of gardenia flowers. With their satiny, ivory-colored blooms and glossy, rich green leaves, these beautiful southern shrubs add elegance to any garden border or container. What a perfect choice for reminding your mom how much you appreciate her for years to come. And one of the most sentimental flowers is a rose. So wouldn't a personally chosen living rose bush be perfect for Mother's Day gifts? Roses are as individual as she is, with big blooms or small, appearing singly or in clusters, tall or short, upright or spreading in growth habit, and available in a rainbow of colors. Both of our locations have a great selection of both modern and antique roses and helpful staff members to help you find the one for you. Just in, we got a new load of fruit and citrus trees. Come on out and check them out before the heat of the summer comes and it's too late to plant them. Now's the time. We are open for walk-in customers. We're open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and Sunday 10 to 4. If you'd rather have curbside or delivery, we're glad to help you with that too. Just give us a call. And now back to Danny and Diane.
281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. What's on your gardening mind? What's your gardening question? I promise you that whatever you're dealing with, somebody else is dealing with too. So you're not just getting your question answered. You're helping out a friend, a gardening buddy. That's a good thing to do. And good news is today we've got the super knowledgeable Diane Bolanowski with us from Warren Southern Gardens. And we're just going to keep answering gardening questions. Diane, you ready to keep answering gardening questions?
I am. Sounds good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Joe, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, thank you.
Doing good.
So, I have two questions for you. First, I would like to grow a tamarind tree. you recommend, I live down here in Leak City, you recommend keeping that potted and giving it a shot, or do you think that it would do well in this clay soil down here?
Wow, good question. I've never grown one, and I think anything's worth trying. I've seen plants that I never thought would do well here with the right gardener. So I say give it a shot. I would do it in a container first, and that way, you know, you can kind of see how it deals with our heat and how it deals with, you know, full sun. I would think that it would need partial shade. So I think a container would be a good, you know, good thing to do at first. What do you think, Danny? Have you ever grown one?
Yeah. It's kind of silly how easy it is if you have well-draining soil. So you may want to get some of Neil's sand. I mean, Ray's sand. No, I'm just kidding. Get some of Ray's sand in there. No, it is. Diane nailed it. It loves a little bit of shade, but it can handle the heat really well. And when it comes down to it, you're growing a legume, and it's gonna do great.
Fantastic. Thank you. So my next question is, down here, I have a pomegranate tree that I had just planted as well. And I tell you, the soil is incredibly clay-like. And I have a few other container trees that I like to plant in my backyard. When planting trees in such thick clay, what do you recommend to do, to plant it correctly so that it'll grow? I mean, should I be digging a hole out 4 or 5 times the size of what the container is now so it has something to grow into? I mean, I'm concerned that if I plant these trees that I actually love them, that they're going to die. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so great question. It's all about the soil, and there definitely is the proper way to, you know, work with the clay soil. You don't want to dig your hole too big, because that can sometimes be a recipe for disaster. So I usually dig it about 3 times or twice as wide as the pot that it's grown in, but only a smidge deeper than the pot itself. The worst thing you can do is plant any tree here too deeply. So I always plant it just a tiny bit too high because it's going to settle. But the most important thing is you need to work compost and expanded shale into your existing clay. But you don't get rid of the clay. You need to take some of the clay out and work your amendments into the clay. So usually I'll do, a third of each. So work your expanded shale and compost into the clay itself. And when you dig the hole, you're going to work your amendments into the hole itself. So you want some of that clay, you want the expanded shale, and you want the compost. Because if you don't, if you just put all that wonderful, good, fluffy stuff in the hole, you're going to end up with a clay bowl. So when we, when we have heavy rain events, or if we have drought, when the root system starts rooting out, it comes up against a clay wall. So you really need to work all three of the components in together and make sure that you're not planting the trees too deeply, and use root stimulator, or you can use liquid seaweed. What do you think, Danny?
I don't have anything to add. That was wonderful.
Perfect. As it grows, as the roots grow, I mean, I'm digging the hole out like you guys suggest, and pretty much the wall around it is clay. As those roots grow, I mean, they should grow through that clay.
Well, in that whole region, that's why I think we love U-Mate so much, because in areas that you can't really work the soil, it gets expensive for sure, constantly putting down compost and amending soil. So something like U-Mates, you can put down in the areas where the trees aren't directly planted, but they eventually will root into. And just gradually, top dress that area with compost, use U-Mates there. And that soil that will become better soil in the long run.
And Joe,
so it'll help break that clay down.
And the tree will make roots whose goal it is to pierce it. A big mistake people make is they make pretty holes, and you don't want to do a nice smooth edged hole. I actually like square holes because I know I've got at least this one angle that a tree won't curve around. It'll go right into.
And so, fantastic.
And so it's like making sure you have edges and places that roots will catch on the hole. But what Diane's saying is going to make that soil a lot more friable, a lot friendlier for roots. And so it's not really going to be a concern, that wall that you're seeing now.
Well, you guys are wonderful, and I appreciate your show. I listen to it every Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah,
have a great
week.
Oh, that's nice of him to say.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that call, Joe. Again, get in touch with Ray for some of his sand. No, I'm just kidding. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. And Charles, we'll definitely get you back right after this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens here dishing out incredible gardening information. Just got in talking a little about how to plant fruit trees. So if you just missed it, it's 8:30, so it'll be kind of a, you know, hour and a half into the halfway into the second podcast when it's released, this podcast. So really great stuff there. And we're just answering gardening questions. 281-496-5711. We, Diane really knows a ton, especially like veggie. I'm about list off every single plant that she knows about, but, I'm always, intrigued to hear her talk about, native plants and food plants. So incredible stuff that she knows. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. And Charles, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Hey, Charles.
Morning.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions. I caught part of, I guess, a couple of segments ago, and you were talking about brown patch. And I noticed, and actually literally as I was catching a segment, I was looking outdoors in my backyard, and I see a couple of circular brown patch areas that just seem, I mean, about 2 weeks ago, they were not there at all, and now I see them. And so I heard you talking about MicroLife brown patch. Should I be using that versus the, I think, the 624?
So the brown patch, MicroLife brown patch, is very similar to the 624. It just has been inoculated with one extra type of bacteria and then also a few more minerals. And so I think our lawns are pretty bereft of minerals already. And you know, this bacteria is, you know, it's going to be dormant unless there's a really terrible, like, wimpy fungus like brown patch or kill-all patch in the space. I just think it's a great thing to fertilize lawns with.
Okay. So if I put down the MicroLife brown patch, do I also, or should I also put down a remineralizer or not?
I'm kind of encouraging people to do the remineralizer once a year. And so I, you know, maybe do it again in the fall as your winterizer. Because this is a mineral pack also included in this MicroLife brown patch.
Probably. Oh, in the brown patch. Okay. Now, my second question had to do with, I heard you all talking about okra. Is okra something that can be grown in a container or not?
Well, Charles, yeah, I mean, you probably can. It gets pretty tall. I would have a large container, at least maybe like a 15-gallon nursery pot, because it's a big plant, and you want it to – you don't want to have to constantly be watering it, because when you're having to overwater, you're also needing to fertilize more, I find. So I think you can, for sure. I grow a lot of vegetables in containers, but I would make sure that it's large enough and that you're making sure that the soil is really good, that you're using, that it drains well, and that you're fertilizing, you know, I think that you would probably want to rotate using fish emulsion and liquid seaweed, as well as, you know, working microlife into the container.
Okay. Now, my next question is for okra seeds. Where would I go to get the okra seeds? Because my wife loves okra, and so I'm trying to see if I can start growing some for her, because she eats quite a bit of it. So, where would I get seeds to start that?
So I think most of the co-op members, we all sell seeds, and okay. I'd have to double check at Warren's. We, believe it or not, the seed companies are having a hard time keeping up. Anything edible or related to edibles has just been in high demand this past, 2 months or so. So most of our co-op members are likely to have okra seed. So I would check there first, and it germinates very quickly.
Okay,
so now's a perfect time.
And where I put it, should it be in a place that gets sun pretty much all day or half the day? What does it tend to like?
6 good hours of full sun is enough for most vegetables. I always think a break in the day is great if you can give it. Okay. If you're getting 6 full hours of sun, it can be morning sun, afternoon shade, or vice versa.
Okay.
But I think most of the veggies appreciate, some break in the day. So 6 hours of sun is good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, and I really enjoyed your show.
Hey, thank you, Charles.
Have a great week.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Do you guys at Warren's, y'all carry high mowing seeds in addition to botanical interests or southern exposure?
We do both. I think I don't have any high mowing in stock right now because, as I said, it's just been amazing.
That's so interesting.
It's been very, very exciting. Kids are growing veggies. We get kids and parents coming in, and the kids are picking out all kinds of seeds to grow. And, everyone's, got a gardening project. So it's really exciting to see people actually growing from seed.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a seed person.
Yeah, me too. It's just you end up having such healthier roots from seed. So I was recently at Southwest Fertilizer. They have bulk seeds, and I know they've got the okra. And so they have some Clemson spineless there. And then there's a group called HUG, Houston Urban Gardeners, and they actually do seed swaps pretty often. So that might be something that you show up to and maybe bring a food dish for their meal and get in there. And they probably, a lot of people will have a lot of seeds. If you ever grown okra, you know that it's, you wind up with an abundance of seeds at the end of the season. So that's maybe one way to do it is that community group or other community groups that do gardening stuff. So we love those here on Home Show Garden Pros. And I want to hear more from you, 281-496-5711. And I will be back after a quick word from some good people.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
You need Monterey Consen 20 because there's so many ways to use it. Hi, Tom Tynan here. Consen 20 is a great disinfectant for all hard surfaces and is biodegradable. You know, I also use it for algae control on sidewalks and patios. It's also a powerful fungicide for disease control on trees, shrubs, lawns, and a deodorizer for storm and flood reclamation. Pick up Monterey Consen 20 at your favorite garden center. For a beautiful lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. I want to talk about a company we've actually talked about a few times. If you've ever asked what arborist you should call, we've said ArborTrue Tree Service, and it's because they use their minds. They're incredibly intelligent guys that have a lot of experience with trees, and they also care about your soil. And to me, that's it. If you can care about your soil, you can have great trees. And I don't know if you know this, but trees add a ton of value to your home if they're healthy, right? if they're healthy, then they add value. And that's also, they're adding beauty and shade. So you can protect that incredible investment with ArborTrue Tree Service. I know this for a fact that they are focused on science-based tree care. And, you know, it's not hippy-dippy to say that the roots of the tree matter, that the soil matters. And that's when really they're going to come in. They're going to be able to do a soil evaluation and a disease evaluation to really know what you need to do. They're great communicators, so you're always going to know what's happening. It's not going to be some mystery where they come in and they charge you for something you have no idea about. And they do planting. They do trimming. They do stump grinding and removal, deep root fertilizing, diagnosis, analysis, all that stuff that's like really important to trees that you need to do. This year, the pine bark beetles have been intense. And if you think maybe you're seeing some issues of your pine barks, have them come out. Just call them up. You know, their number is 832-980-8733. And have them come out. They can let you know if you've got that crisis happening, because you need to do something about it if you've got pine bark beetles. Again, the owner's names are Brad and Brandon, B-R-A. That also is the first three letters in brain. And these guys use their brain. They apply common sense. They apply wisdom. Really proud that they're here with us, because they are board certified arborists with over 20 years of experience saving trees. So get a free estimate for whatever's going on. Check out their website, arbortrue.com. So that's good news. All right, we want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. Want to hear what's on your mind. 281-496-5711. Diane, I got to tell you, you've done just a great job answering questions today.
Oh, thanks, Danny. Thanks. I always love it.
Well, it's so wild, because it's like we have such a range of questions. You know what I mean? I'm literally a brown patch growing tamarind, you know, in Baytown. Like, yeah. That's so awesome. What to do with an old sandbox? Sandboxes, by the way, perfect veggie beds. They got that little seating area on the side. So really cool stuff.
Yeah. I wish I had one, because I definitely need some beds built in the back. So I don't know if that's going to happen right now.
Sure.
Maybe a fall project. I got a lot done this week, and we had a family gardening session, which was really wonderful.
That is wonderful.
Really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Well, the great thing about veggie gardening in Houston, right, is that there's really no bad time to start the garden.
No. The projects are never done. I want to do a ginger bed, too.
I did that a couple months ago.
Yeah, I'm excited, because gingers are just, you know, starting to look good coming out of dormancy. So yeah. I always look forward to the summer when we have plumerias. We have plumerias coming in and gingers. And
yeah, that's awesome.
I've been enjoying growing turmeric. A lot of people are really into turmeric because it has a lot of great medicinal properties.
It's gorgeous. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
How is it not like the number one landscape plant in the world? Like, it's so beautiful, and it makes an edible root. What? Okay.
Yeah, so, I think gingers are really neat plants.
Yeah, me too.
There's a lot of neat things to love about them. So
yeah, my friend Drew.
Yeah, that's my next project.
Friend Drew brought me a bunch of ginger and turmeric, and I planted them and kind of gave me advice, and they're all kind of popping up and growing stuff and doing great. So. That's awesome. So those are easy ones. They love the heat. Ginger likes some shade. Turmeric loves the sun. And you plant them 4 inches down with the eye pointing upward, and man, they grow.
Yeah, and I love the little tulip gingers.
Yes,
those do really well, and they actually will flower over a long period of time. So the tulip gingers are their curcumas. Those are wonderful.
That is awesome. Yeah, those are beautiful. So pretty. So pretty. Okay. Jeff, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
I got some queen palms in the backyard, all in the same flower bed. And one of them over the last couple of weeks has basically just turned all brown. The others in that same flower bed are doing well and healthy. I'm just trying to get some input on what it might be and what I could do to fix it.
So the fronds are turning brown
everything. It's the trunk also. It's lost all its green and it's just turned the whole tree is basically brown.
Oh gosh, that doesn't sound good. At the base, What is going on there? Is it sitting real wet? Is it sitting real dry? Is there anything different? How old are they?
And how tall are they?
The one that's turning brown is probably about 8 to 9 foot tall. Mm-hmm. I have sprinkler systems in the yard. I mean, it gets the same amount of water basically as the other trees do that are doing healthy. There's a rock base around the top and then soil, of course, under the rock. And I have 6 queens in the backyard, and they're all kind of set up the same way. And
yeah,
it's just the one that's mm-hmm. kind of being in trouble right now.
I mean, either there's a heart problem. The growth in palms is in the middle and not on the outside. So if there's an infestation, it's already done and toast. Or there's a crown issue. If it's all the way brown this time of year, I'm not sure there's a lot you can do to get it to recover.
Okay. Just cut my losses and dig it out and replace it.
That's what I would suggest. And, I mean, Diane, sounds like she may have a solution.
No, I really don't. I do have a suggestion, though. You might go to the Facebook page of Verdant. They're palm growers, and they do a lot of the palm installations all over Houston, downtown. They know everything about palms. And just as a last attempt, you might send them a picture and describe what's happening and see if they have anything to add to it.
Okay.
If anybody can help, I think those guys can.
Yeah, I hate to replace it. It gets expensive to replace.
Yeah,
yes,
queen palms, unfortunately, do have some problems in our area with our soils. And so, big reminder, if you've got queen palms out there, use Humates Plus pretty often around their base. Works as a pretty great fertilizer for palms, and it really loosens the soil up underneath. Not just you, Jeff, but anybody out there that's growing palms.
All right. I appreciate y'all's time.
Thank you.
And take care.
It's such a tough thing. Queen palms are so pretty. It's such like perfect shape.
Yeah.
So to lose one's really sad, and they are expensive. So
it's a big investment for sure.
But also, Jeff, I mean, one of the things is you it's not so much cutting your losses as much it is like protecting the other palms. If what's infesting it has the ability to jump over, that's something you're gonna wanna avoid is the jumping. So 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. We love answering your gardening questions. That's what we're doing, bouncing all over the place. After this quick break, we're going to really explore gardening tips for brand new people. And we're going to talk a little bit about Mother's Day and give you some good ideas for Mother's Day. So 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Create your own healing center at home. Let Mother Nature boost your immune system and take away your stress. Love her back with MicroLife, Mother Nature's favorite food. At MicroLife, we believe healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people are all connected. That's why our fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible and do no harm. Add MicroLife fertilizers and you'll grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711, just like the nice man said. We want to hear what's on your mind. So, okay, Diane Bolanowski here, Warren Southern Gardens. To me, Warren's is like the epitome of a great place to shop for Mother's Day. So, what to you are some just great Mother's Day gifts that you guys have? You know, if you haven't got your mom something, you know, maybe don't get her something dead. I don't know. Maybe get her something alive. A lot of great flowers that are alive. So what do you think some things that people just need to buy?
Well, There's just so many things. And most moms love gardening. And if they're not avid gardeners, they love flowers. So right now, gardenias look fantastic. Mm. I love gardenias. I think we talked a lot about gardenias last show and gave some good tips. But gardenias are lovely. They smell wonderful. Mm-hmm. We also do a lot of combination planters, which I love to do. It's really fun, and mothers love something pretty. So making a combo pot, or going to your garden center and having them do a custom pot for you.
Well, I really like that idea, because hopefully you know your mom's favorite colors. You know, if not, you maybe need to recheck your life. But hopefully you know your mom's favorite colors, and that's something that you can go in and you can pick a few great flowers that are those colors, and you guys at Warren's can just build it for them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great idea.
And you can bring a planner in if mom has a beautiful piece of pottery. What we'll do is we'll just do a combo in a basic pot, but then you can insert it into a beautiful piece of pottery. Mm. That way it's not too heavy. Also, if mom is a specialty gardener, she might appreciate something if she's got a water garden. We just got in our water gardening program. So, we have lotuses and lilies and pitcher plants. And so if mom has, special interest in the garden, like succulents and things like that, there's a lot of neat things you can do there. And, of course, mom just might want to get away from everyone for a while since she's kind of been holding down the fort and doing a lot of, extra things the last couple of months. So maybe just get her a gift card.
Yeah, this may be the year where a gift card. This is the year where a gift card is like a really nice gift, because it's also the gift of getting away from you people, her beloved children.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, awesome. That's sounds like you guys got a lot of great options. And, the one thing, you sort of mentioned it, but it's like y'all will take a potted plant setup that's sort of failing and refresh it. And I think that's maybe a really cool idea. Another cool thing.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that bring their pots in seasonally, and we just redo them, and with great plants, for the season. So, yeah, there's lots of great things that you can do.
Absolutely, and Lawrence has a lot of them for you.
Lots of pretty things.
We're like always, a bunch of people here are calling at the end of the show. Just to remind you guys, we do start the show at 7 a.m. So, if you want to call in then, it's a lot helpful. But, Paul, we're going straight to you. You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you. I've never heard the show before, so this is the first time.
Hey, man.
This is awesome. I just started gardening this year with cucumbers and tomatoes, and cucumbers are going they're doing
cucumbers.
Real well.
They're going cucumbers.
Yeah. In fact, they're pickling cucumbers, so I learned how to can. It was amazing. But here's my question.
Great.
For Mother's Day, I'm planting some petunias. I've got a very small backyard in a couple of spots. I'm also, is it okay to plant sunflowers as well? Will they do well in a very, I've got a very small backyard, some brick air, put some soil down a couple of
I personally would encourage you maybe to do coneflower or something that's a little bit smaller than a sunflower.
Okay.
Some sunflowers are pretty huge, so if you can't find a dwarf one, maybe go with and there's some hybrid kind of echinaceas, hybrid coneflowers that are still yellow, still pretty, but maybe not quite as giant.
Perfect. And then my last part of that question is, can I plant or grow grapevines or regular like table grapes as well as maybe an apple tree in a small backyard in Houston?
I would say absolutely.
You said went in and out.
Well, so Paul was asking if he can grow grapes, edible, like tasty grapes, as well as an apple tree in a small backyard in Houston.
Yeah, I think so. We sell a lot of grapes. As a matter of fact, we just got some more grapes in because we sell a lot. People are pretty successful with them. So, yeah, I think you can.
Just two things on it, Paul. Variety matters a ton. And so, Diane, do you mind telling Paul a couple varieties of both grapes and apples that he should go after?
Yeah, I missed the apple part, but Champanelle is a really good grape that we sell a lot of. some names are escaping me. Apples, you need to be careful. Golden Delicious, Anna, Do Well. there's a variety called Carnival. Apples, you know, I sometimes think plums and peaches are a better option just because apples can be a little tricky here.
Yeah.
But you can grow them, sure.
Okay. Should they be in pots or should they be in
I would definitely
grow them in the ground.
Turn right.
We're getting a lot of car noise from you, Paul. So we're going to let you go, but we're going to keep talking about grapes and apples. So the Carnival is the kind of only apple that has a low enough chill hours that I've really done lots of success with.
And it's pretty. A pretty apple, too.
It is a pretty apple. And it seems to be a little more like down with the humidity. It's a Brazilian apple. And so where it grows near Sao Paulo, Brazil, is a lot like our climate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have seen a lot of people buy grapes at, you know, big box stores, and they're getting grapes that are like famously named like Chardonnay and Pinot Noir or whatever, and they're failing. They're getting pests on them. They're getting diseases in them. And then I've seen them kind of side by side with proven ones for our area. And those proven ones are just huge and beautiful and lush. And so variety matters so much with grapes. And muscadines are sweet and delicious. If you're just eating them, muscadine grapes generally are just wonderful. So I might lean towards what we know are local successful grapes. So
yeah, and they attract lots of pollinators.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing.
And if you just get a bumper leaf crop, just look up a recipe for dolmas, the stuffed grape leaves. So easy breezy stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Great question, Paul. Hope that does help. You want to be very careful with variety. Those aren't plants that I would ever consider buying anywhere but knowledgeable fruit sellers like our co-op members. So just variety matters so much with all plants, but man, apples and grapes especially. So just a word there for you from the wise, Diane being the wise one. We will be right back, and Pete will get to your question for sure. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio at 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. Hi, we're answering gardening questions, just kind of cruising, helping you out, giving you great info, doing that right now, 281-496-5711. We'd love to hear from you. And I got a great opportunity right now to talk to John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. John's extremely knowledgeable. Hey, John.
Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Doing good. So recently, John gave me a bag of the remineralizer to try out. I put it on my tomatoes and my citrus, and everything got darker green, and I feel like all the tomatoes got a little bigger. Why did that work so well? Like, what happened in the soil to make that remineralizer just make my plants boom?
Plant health is limited by the element in Charda's supply. Kind of like a chain, strong as the weakest link.
Yeah.
So there was something you're missing in your soil, some micronutrient, that addressed, and that allowed your plants or the microbes to be more functional.
Okay.
For example, if you got the trace element molybdenum present, many species of algae can fix nitrogen from the air and give it to the plant for free. But you got to have that trace element.
Wow. So how many plant problems do you think maybe are related to kind of a weakest link, you know, shortage of one micronutrient?
probably hundreds.
So really, anytime we've got a problem, this remineralizer is a really incredible tool to turn to with any problem.
Definitely. It provides all kinds. It's a, naturally slow release. It's all sourced here in Texas. It just helps microbes and plants work better. I've seen increased growth rate. Earthworms get bigger, fatter. Their tunneling helps in aeration and drainage.
Well, I know I've seen an uptick in my tomato plants, full-grown tomato plants, citrus trees, fruit trees.
The remineralizer, since it's sourced in Texas, only cost about a 50 cents a pound compared to $253 a pound for other types on the market.
John, tell people where they can kind of learn more about you and your products and stuff like that.
A lot of information can be found on our website, naturewayresources.com, and there's just lots of information about gardening in general.
Well, thanks so much, John. Look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks, John. All right, Pete, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, hi. About 30, 40 minutes ago, you had a caller that was asking for a tree for his atrium. And if I heard it correctly, you were talking about maybe a Panama guava tree. Is that correct?
We were saying a pineapple guava.
A pineapple. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it right. But where can you buy that here in the Houston area? I mean,
Diane?
We sell it at Warren Southern Gardens and also at Kingwood Garden Center. We sell tree form pineapple guavas and then the shrub form. And I would think most of our co-op members also sell them because they're just fantastic trees for this area.
And Pete, it should
be pretty easy to find.
It's a surprisingly well-used landscape plant, especially in like commercial plantings, like a lot of times along parking lots because they're that tough. Commercial buildings, they'll use them in plantings. And so if you ever see like a gray leafed plant with red flowers, fluffy flowers, it's either it or bottle brush. And both of them are amazing plants. But yeah, it's pretty easy to get. But I'd head up to Warren's or Kingwood Garden Center.
All right. Well, thanks for the information. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, Pete.
Take care.
Also, thank you, Diane. A wonderful job answering questions. Really just kind of steady flow of a variety of questions. So...
Why don't you finish with
one tip for beginners, since I didn't really get around to that. So what's your number one tip for beginners?
So I would say herbs are really easy. Start with something edible, because herbs are really easy to grow, and they're great to do with kids, and they go into the summer and the cold really well.
Yeah.
Start with something like that, something
oregano
that you can actually enjoy and cook with.
Oregano. That's the easiest herb is oregano. So that's awesome.
I love oregano. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day strong, beautiful mothers.
Yes, I echo the strong, beautiful mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. This has been Home Show Garden Pros. Big thanks to Warren Southern Gardens and Diane Bolanowski.
Because herbs are really easy to grow, and they're great to do with kids, and they go into the summer and the cold really well.
Yeah.
Start with something like that, something
oregano
that you can actually enjoy and cook with.
Oregano. That's the easiest herb is oregano, so that's awesome.
I love oregano.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day
to all you strong,
beautiful mothers.
Yes, I echo the strong, beautiful mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. This has been Home Show Garden Pros. Big thanks to Warren Southern Gardens and Diane Bolanowski.